Okay, so today is, I think it's the 11th, is that right?
10th.
10th? Are you sure? Yeah, 10th? Trying to rush it. Okay, July 10th, 2019, we're going to do lesson number 3 called Rolling to Sit with the Elbows. And we will make reference to the last lesson, Catching the Flies, where we worked with our core. Okay? So we always begin a lesson as you guys are doing so nicely. Lying on your back, your arms down by your sides, your legs long, and starting to begin to become aware of yourself. So what does that mean? That means you're drawing attention to noticing how you're first making contact with the floor. How is the back of your head resting? How are your shoulder blades resting? How is your spine in between your shoulder blades resting? How is your pelvis resting? And then how are your legs resting and lying on the floor? So when we take in inventory, we're observing and becoming aware of ourselves. And we're sensing and noticing differences. So how maybe some things on one side might feel different compared to the other side. And without trying to change anything, fix anything, you just stay in your level of awareness. And then you're going to bring some points or dots behind your shoulder blades and behind your pelvic bones or your buttock cheeks. We haven't done this for a while. So put a dot in each of those locations. That gives you 4 dots. And then you're going to connect the dots to create a rectangle. And as you're creating this rectangle, so you're drawing lines, right, to connect the dots, it gives you even more clarity to the balance of this rectangle. Is one side shorter and one side longer? Right? So is one hip higher and one hip lower? So by bringing dots and the lines as a reference, how does that heighten your observation of yourself? Excellent. And then bring some awareness to your breath and your breathing, your inhalation and your exhalation. Again, without changing anything, you just want to notice where you're breathing, chest and belly, or just your chest, just your belly. How long is your breath, and then how long is your exhalation? And as we continue into the lesson, as we're doing what I'm going to say, like more flexed directions, when we do that, when we're folding on the front side and lengthening the back side, you'll do it on the exhale, right? Which makes sense. You want to empty the lungs. And then lastly, slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left. Again, clarifying for yourself the quality of movement you have now. If you have any stiffness or aches, discomfort, what the range is like, if one side's easier than the other. And then bring your head back to the center. Okay, so let's start by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing. And then you're going to bring your right leg up towards the ceiling like we did 2 weeks ago. So the knee can be soft. So I use the word soft mean that the knee can be slightly bent, right? So the idea is we're not in a stretching class. Oh, straighten the leg and let's work on stretching. Most importantly, your foot needs to be towards the ceiling. So let your leg be over you, right? Some of you have it way out in space. That's a lot of work. Feel the work? So foot towards the ceiling, There you go. Okay, and I think all of you pretty much were here 2 weeks ago. So a fly is going to land on that right big toe. And you're going to start swatting the fly. Try once with the right arm, once with the left. Okay?
So on the right.
On the right side? Yeah, so just go real gentle.
Okay.
So just, you know, if you just want to even imagine this part.
Okay.
So the rest of you, yeah. So some of you are delicate, and I got you to be more assertive last time, right? The word swat, that's not a delicate word, right? He's annoying. He's landing on you. You want to get rid of him. You want to swat him away. Beautiful. Okay. Let it go and rest. Bend your knees again, please. Bring your feet to standing. And now bring your left leg up towards the ceiling. And that nasty little fly is back again. Now he's on the left big toe. So again, feel how you lift the upper body, you reach with the arms, and again, it's a swat. So it's really, I always find it quite fascinating, the words that we have and the meaning behind them, right? So swat is an assertive. You want to get rid of him. You're not delicately, you're not trying to touch him or catch him. If I said to you now, okay, I want you to try to catch this fly, right? How would you go and catch this fly in one of your hands, right? The movement is very different. You're going to approach your toe slower. You're going to probably make a fist, right, to close your fingers over that fly. Beautiful. Let it go and rest again. So the words I choose are for a reason. And it's to encourage a certain kind of movement from you. And that's very specific with that lesson. Okay, so from here, you're going to stay on your back, but you're going to spread your legs a little bit. So they're like a V, just lightly spread, comfortable. And then you're going to bring your hands behind your head. You're going to interlace them. And remember, they're behind your head. Never, say that word again, never behind your neck, unless you want your head to snap off. So you always support the back of your head. And you're going to fold your elbows slightly towards the ceiling. And in this position, you're going to start to lift your head, looking down towards your toes. So this is where the exhale becomes important. Okay? So the moment you start to lift your head, and even maybe slightly before, but let's say pretty much at the same time, right, simultaneously, you start to exhale. You empty the lungs. You need to empty the lungs so that the ribs in the chest can fold so your head and shoulders can lift. And again, this isn't an aerobic exercise. This is not sit-ups. The idea is you're lifting your head and shoulders to observe your feet, to see your feet. To empty out the lungs, to compress your front side and lengthen your spine. So when you lower your head back down, you pause to rest and take a breath. Excellent. Now, the next time you lift your head, so just kind of pause there for a moment. As you're pausing, change the interlacing. So that means you move all the fingers over by one. And it just feels a little funny, a little peculiar. And it heightens some stimulation and awareness in your hands, right? Because it's like, wow, I never do this. And you didn't even notice that you don't ever do this, right? So every time you interlace your hands, you have a habit of one way to go. And that developed way long ago. So this creates a new stimulation for your brain. Now this next time when you lift, you're gonna lift and direct your right elbow towards the left foot. So you're gonna slightly rotate to the left. So think right elbow, left knee, left foot. So the right shoulder blade's gonna lift a little higher. The ribs are gonna twist. And you might even feel that the knees want to start bending a little bit to the left, right? So just how much is promoted in you creating this directional movement over to the left? Beautiful. Pause for a moment. And then you're going to do the same thing, but we're going to go to the right. So you're going to think of the left elbow organizing itself to go over to the right. And often one direction is easier. So what do you notice? Is this side easier? Is this side harder? Or more, it's not the side, but it's the direction. Is it easier for you to compress the ribs on the right side or the left side? And now can you alternate a little bit? So can you go once to the left, once to the right? And really clarify for yourself which side of the rib cage can compress a little easier. Or is it starting to equalize? Nice. Okay, let's let it go and rest. So as you rest on your backs, just notice what's changed. Bring some awareness to the four dots in your rectangle, as well as your breath and your breathing. Okay, so from here, you're going to turn your face to the left. So that means that you orientate your face, your nose, looking to the left. Keeping it that way, you're going to bring only your right hand behind your head and get a hold of the left ear. So you're kind of wrapping behind the head to really hold on well to your head. So right hand, left ear. Keeping your face turned to the left. Your left hand is going to stay down alongside your body. You want your left elbow slightly bent out to the side so your palm can be down. This is really important. So you're going to continue now with now lifting your head with the right arm, thinking of the right elbow coming towards the left knee and foot. And you're going to bring a little weight onto the left palm, not shoulder. So the upper body still lifts. So anything from the elbow to your palm, you can have weight on. Now make sure to take your time with this, right? We're not doing sit-ups. And pay attention to your knees. So can your knees be soft? Can you let your knees go a little bit to the left? Right? Because you're bringing weight onto the left, and more think left palm. You want to kind of avoid the elbow, right? So think lifting. Think you're lifting that right elbow to the left foot. Lifting, not rolling, lifting. So you're nice, Lynn. You're coming up, right? There's an upward. This is not about going over to the left, but more diagonal up. Okay, let's pause and rest again. Okay, so this time you're going to turn your face to the right. Again, your nose and mouth, everything orientated all the way to the right, to bring the left hand behind your head to hold on to the right ear. Legs are comfortably spread. Right arm is down along your side with the palm down, so the elbow is slightly bent out. Okay? So your right hand is down towards your side, fingers pointing down. Okay, so on the exhale, you're going to start to lift your head with the left elbow. The direction is towards the right knee and right foot. So remember, it's more of a lift. We're not rolling to the right. We're lifting, but diagonally. So the knees are soft and they start to bend to the right. Now, what's really important is all of you to pay attention. You all have a side that's easier. So become aware of that right away, right? For some of you, this side's way harder and the other side was easier. Can you identify for yourself why? Is it something about the ribs? Is it something about the pelvis? Is it something about one of your shoulders? Why is this side easier or harder? Because as soon as you identify it, your system will be able to use the information to balance with the other side. That's why you need to be aware. You need to figure it out. Right? So, can I use you as my example, Lynn? So, Lynn's an I shouldn't say an easy, but she's a great example. The other side was way easier, okay? But that's because she's had so much work done on the left leg. So what it means is that she's very hesitant to let the left knee and left hip turn inside. And it's holding the whole movement back. Just one thing. So change hands, go back to the other one. Watch how, and she automatically does the legs on this side. Look at how easy. Automatically her legs are involved. I said lift, and I said come onto your hand. I said the words, there. But look at how from the very beginning, you guys can watch her. You guys can sit up, but from the very beginning, spread your legs a little bit more, Lynn. Relax. No, relax. Don't worry that see, as soon as I have people watch people, they get all flustered. The minute, look at her legs are involved. The knees are involved. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, Lynn. Thank you. Now, everybody watch right from the get-go. Right there. See? She even pre-starts to move the legs. And that's why she can sit up higher than anybody else. The rest of you are locked in your pelvis, locked in your back, right? I said, soften the knees, let the knees go to the side. I said it. Okay, now, we're gonna try the other side. Because we already examined, don't do anything yet. We already examined what was holding her back. She's had all these surgeries and this internal rotation is still hesitant. So she now has that in her brain. She's processing, she's thinking about it. Okay, now I'm gonna let her move. And it's easier. Yeah. And she now knows what to work on. What's holding her back is this one piece. So even better yet is to start the movement with there. So for Lynn, if she starts the movement like that, this is going to help change her whole experience of walking in her leg. Okay. Where are we? So, let's do this. Everybody go to your easier side. Figure it out. That's not my job. It's your job. Go to your easier side. And feel why it's easier. So come up. Why is it an easier side? It could be something about your neck. Most likely, I'm going to say the ribs and the hips and the pelvis. And then you have to break it down. What is it about in the hips? Does one hip let you rotate more than the other? What is it? Figure it out. See, it's no good if I figure it out. Do you understand? If I figure it out and I tell you, you don't learn.
Help me.
When you figure it out, as soon as you figure it out, your system is already computing the change. That is the whole point of the work. That's the beauty of the work. What's the difference between you're going in the direction of sitting and a sit-up? A sit-up is an exercise that people put their hands behind their head and do crunches.
Yes.
This is not that.
Okay.
So I use the word sit-up all together because that's what it means. This is moving in the direction of coming to sit.
Okay.
Are we clear? Do you figure something out? Rest. Did you guys figure something out? Everybody should have figured one thing out. Yes or no? Did you not? Okay, let's ask it that way. Is there anybody that didn't? Is there anybody that's totally lost that they feel like both sides are equal and they didn't notice anything? Let me know. Did everybody find something? Are you sure? You guys look scared.
Well, it resolved itself really fast.
Huh?
It resolved itself.
Well, that's because you've been doing this so long, Marlene. You and Lynn have smart systems. That's what's so crazy. The minute you notice it, it already can start changing.
Yeah.
It will resolve so quickly. It's incredible. But then you look for the next thing. It's like, you know, it's like putting a puzzle together, right? Once you get the one piece in, right? Once you find the piece and you put it in, you move on to the next piece, right? That's how you put a puzzle together. You're a puzzle. We're a puzzle, right? Did you find something?
My shoulder.
Okay. Okay, so from here, you're gonna bring your right arm up towards the ceiling. So we're just, the beauty of this lesson is we just keep on the same path, but we're doing different variations. So instead of this arm behind your head, it's now to the ceiling. But it's the same, Marlene, same directionality. We're not doing a sit-up, we're moving in the direction of coming up to sitting. And it's a diagonal towards the left leg so that you can bring weight onto the left hand. So compute what I said. Okay, you looking at me and you're, so what don't you understand?
Does your arm go straight up and to the left or should it be reaching for your foot?
If you're going to come up to sitting, you're more up and diagonal. If you reach for your foot, you're gonna roll. So I didn't want you to roll. I do not want you to roll to your left side. So figure it out. It's a diagonal coming up. So you can bring weight onto the left hand. No, go back. You put your left hand on your thigh. I want you to have your hand on the floor. I tell you, it's hard to listen, isn't it? Awareness is hard. There you go. Now, see if that eases something in the shoulder. So you reach. So I like to imagine like there's a string hanging from the ceiling. So I grew up in Colorado where we had a basement. We still have a basement. And back in those days, all you had was a light bulb with a string hanging down to turn it on. It was not connected to the wall. So that's my visual. You're reaching for that string. There you go. You're looking at the string. And then you go back down. How do you lower yourself back down? Legs are spread. So ask yourself, did your legs come back together? Your knees should be slightly turning to the left, right? Are the knees locked? Why are they not turning? Okay? So you go through all this self-examination. Is it getting easier?
Yes.
Is it getting clearer? Can you come more, Corinne, onto your hand instead of your elbow? Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's like my palm was totally infected.
Right, so that's what you need to work on. And guess what it's related to? I'm not going to tell you. You'll figure it out. Right? So notice if you're avoiding something. Right? So she's avoiding going to her hand. She can come up beautifully on the elbow and forearm, but not the hand. But I've instructed you to come all the way up onto the palm. So if you're in that same category, figure it out. Why? Why are you avoiding that? Because that's the final phase, coming all the way up in your hips and your back. Beautiful, Marlene. Really reach, right? So I give you visuals like the string because you're reaching. Let that shoulder blade reach away from your back. Really get into it. Have fun with it. How can you make it easier? How can you reduce the effort? What is holding you back? Okay, rest on your backs. Do you guys need rest?
Yes.
Right? I mean, most of you know this work, right? It's the greatest gift in the world. I mean, I can't function without this way of thinking in my life. And it is my gift because, like, right now I'm dealing with my sickness, and this is how I go through deciphering things. It is such a gift. Right? We expect doctors to have the answers to things instead of self-analyzing what's going on with ourselves. Your doctor would like you better if you did that. Be a better team. Okay, can we try the other arm? Let's bring the left up. Okay, right hand is down by your side. Remember, palm down. Remember, the knees are going to go to the right. So think about what you're doing. You do it on the exhale. You empty the lungs. You're reaching towards the ceiling and up to the right. Think about reaching, not looking forward. It's totally different if you look forward. There's a reason I want you to look up, right? You reach for that string. You're going to turn on that light. Nice, Dana. So Dana, this side's way easier, right? Yeah? So again, if this side's easier or harder, examine for yourself. Only you have the answers. No one else has an answer for you. You live in your body. You figure it out. What is the answer? It's easier, so much easier, right? So when it's way easier, really analyze it. What is it about your ribs, of shoulders, chest, your breathing? But I'm gonna tell you the biggest can of worms is around your pelvis. It's about your pelvis and your hips. It's the biggest section, and if that's not involved, it makes the whole upper body difficult and struggle. So really take some time to figure that out. Same with CJ, right? It's easier on this side, right? I think it is. So then you, as you're figuring out, try something different. Don't wait for me to tell you, right? It's really pathetic. We do not teach learning. That's why we're such a mess. We don't teach learning. We just teach memorize and answer questions and pass an exam. This is real learning. You have to self-examine. You see where things are different, and then you apply a change. You apply it. And you apply how much of a change. How much do you let the knees turn? How much is one hip? Is it one hip? Is it both hips? Is it in the lower back? Do you feel when you come up, there's an arch in your lower back, and then you need to round to go back down? Are you doing that? Right? So the only reason you would get bored of doing something like this is your brain is turned off and you don't know how to learn. If you know how to learn, you could spend 3 hours looking at this. And then you make it so effortless and that there's no difference. And something then's really changed. Okay. And some of you are alternating, but let's go back and rest. Make sense? Take a nice long rest. And the thing is, I'll just say something. It's not that any of us are stupid. It's just that, so like we're going to go into another variation. We often have to go through in life a variety of variations to sometimes figure things out. Right? So that's what we do in here in the hour. We keep on changing the variations. And then somehow in one of the variations, something can show up so crystal clear, sometimes you can look back and say, how could I not wrap my mind around this before? Right? It seems so evident. It has to do that particular variation, right? So, bend your knees, first bring them to standing, and then you're gonna bring both knees up kind of towards the ceiling, towards the chest, right? So both feet up, there you go. And now both arms up. Oh yes, this is gonna get trickier. Okay, so now you're gonna start with the right arm, and you're gonna think of the right arm lengthening, which is gonna roll you slightly to the left. Yeah, it's gonna feel less in control, right? Because you got the legs up. That's it, and come back, and let's just do the right side. So if the right arm reaches, the left arm shortens a little bit. The legs need to be slightly spread, right? And what happens with the legs? Does the right reach a little bit, right? And it's so interesting with this because it starts to feel scary, right? And you're on the floor. It's like, how could this be scary? But this generates the idea of falling. Try a little bit now with the left hand, and then we'll take a break. So reach with the left hand, reach with the left leg, go a little bit to the right. That's it. Okay, let's take a break. We might do 2 weeks of this. Okay, let's come back up again. This time, I want you to soften your knees a little bit. So let's let your knees bend more so your feet are dangling and spread your knees apart. So let your feet dangle. There you go. Knees in your chest, feet dangle. That means let go of the feet. Feet dangle. Lower legs dangle. Bend your knees into your chest. Let your lower legs relax. Okay, good. Okay, arms towards the ceiling. Okay, let's alternate. Let's reach once with the right arm, reach with the right knee, and then once with the left. So you're gonna start rolling. So this is more rolling. You're rolling a little bit to the right, and then a little bit to the left. And you can just let your head stay on the ground. So you don't need to lift your head right now. Let your neck arch and think reaching, right? Listen to the words I choose. Reaching to promote rolling. That does not mean roll. So reaching means towards the ceiling. You're doing a reach that generates the roll. Are we clear? There is a way to roll without reaching. I don't want that. Right? Language is very specific. Reach. Reach with the right arm. Let the neck hang back. Let the head hang back. Get the shoulder blades off. Yep, so you're not reaching.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
So reach. You're rolling. You're going to reach and touch me. Just there. That's reaching. Reach. That's it. Even more. Reach. Let your head hang back. Let your legs relax. There's so much tension in your pelvis. How easy was that?
Okay.
Relax. It's not that hard.
It's hard to let go.
It's hard. She just said the most beautiful thing. It is so hard to let go, isn't it? Yeah, so let's do the other hand. So alternate, go back to the right hand. It is so hard to let go. Relax, relax. Spread your legs. What's your name?
Suzanne.
I'm going to stand over you.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Keep playing with it. So Suzanne said one of the most potent things for you to remember, and it's pretty deep. It triggered a lot of emotion for her, and I'm sure for some of the rest of you. It's hard to let go. Right? It's hard to let go of some of our habits. Recognize that. Excellent, let's rest. So when you let go, see the thing is, you have to do a lot of talking to yourself. You realize how much time I spend in my head? When you let go, it creates options. Letting go doesn't mean you can't go back to holding on. But somehow, when we think of letting go, we go to that place, right? Like it's going to disappear. Letting go creates a choice, right? So, and not only does it create a choice, it may be in your best interest, right? Like right now, I'm having to let go of one of my favorite activities. I can't get in a pool for a while, right? Now, I can either be really pissy about it, or I can reap the benefits. I feel like in the last 24 hours, this is hard to believe, I have just wrapped my whole mind around, thanks to this work, almost all my issues. And they've all come together and they all fit together like a puzzle. But anyways, I can't do the swimming because the inside of my nose has an infection. Every time I get in the water, it makes it worse. Okay? Now, am I going to keep getting in the water and make it worse, or do I give it a break? Right? It's just a moment in time. I've got to get the infection under control, right? It doesn't mean that I can't ever go swimming again. Do you see what I'm saying? Right? So letting go, that was a beautiful Suzanne statement. Okay, let's try this. Let's bring both knees over your chest. Let's bring the right arm up, and you're gonna keep the left arm down, right? So you're gonna bring some weight onto that left forearm and then left hand. So from the get-go, some of you, when you bring your legs up, your knees are glued together. What is that about? Let your legs relax, right? Okay, you're gonna reach with the right arm, reach with the right leg, and you're gonna start to come over up to the left hand. Up. Not a sit up, but moving towards sitting. So if both knees go over to the left, both feet go to the right. Beautiful, Dana. But just see if you can come further onto the hand and not the elbow. That's it, Suzanne. Keep coming, right? So you come all the way up, and then how do you go back down? Right? I mean, really, it's like so easy to sit up. But let the knees, you like to keep your knees here. And I want you to spread them apart. I know. It feels weird to you. There you go. Let them be apart. There. So when you come up, the right knee sits on the floor in this space that's provided. You don't want the knees on top of each other. So you got to let the knees be apart. That's it. And go back. Feel what you're doing. Come up. Reach for that light switch. What are you doing in your throat and neck? How, as Suzanne said, can you let go? Where are you still holding? Beautiful. That's it. Beautiful. Lift that rib cage up off the pelvis. Reach. Maybe you don't even have weight anymore on the left hand, right? How much can you reach? Okay, go back and rest. We'll go to the other side in a minute, but reach. So yeah, letting go, change, all those things are hard. But then you look at what's on the horizon, right? They lead to a wealth of freedom. Okay. Let's go to the other side. Let's bend your knees. Right arm is down by your side, left arm to the ceiling. So remember, Marlene, we're going in the direction of sitting, right? And you will come sitting. So first thing to examine, how comfortable can you let your knees be, right? Back to the same thing, Lynn, right? Even though we've changed the variation, the same internal rotation has to occur, right? Right? The whole idea of the variation is for you to get it, for you to understand what you need to let go of, what change needs to occur so it becomes effortless, it becomes easy, right? And sometimes that means removing things or several things. Right now I have to remove everything to get better. I can't go outside until my mask comes. Right? Right? So, make it easier. How do you make it easier? What do you need to let go of? What's holding you back? Beautiful. Something in the hips. So some of you still with your hips. Some of you that left hip is just such a problem. This whole side of the room has got left hip issues.
The left side.
Oh, right? You guys all examine it. Right? So figure it out. Figure it out. That's it. See, just me saying that made a change. Beautiful. Okay. Good. Let's go back and rest. So, and again, it's just as you're resting there and seeing how you're lying on the floor, this examination, it leads to better things. And sometimes, again, in my situation right now, there might be severe constraints. I can't go outside without a mask. Forget concerts. I can't bike. I can't hike. I can't walk till I get the mask because I'm in an acute allergic reaction. So if I do any of those things, I keep the reaction going. Right? So I want to stop the reaction. And then it's to get it under control. Does that make sense? So it's not permanent. But in the meantime, it's taken me several months to understand it. And I'm a smart person. But I finally have pieced it together. The value of that is then I can make the change. Do you see what I'm saying? So what you're doing on the floor is applicable to everything in your life. It's how we deal with everything. Okay, so one more time, let's bring both arms and both knees up, and let's see if you can alternate. So we'll start with reaching with the right, which means you'll bring the left down, you'll come up to sitting, you go all the way back down, and when you get back down, you'll bring the right arm down, and then the left one reaches, and you come up and to sit onto the right side. So how can you go back and forth now? With ease, that the two sides continue to feel more similar and more like each other. And as it's getting more familiar and easy, can you have a little more fun? That's part of Suzanne, the letting go, right? Where's the fun in it, right? Why are we so serious? Right? Why do we make life so serious and so hard and we struggle? So as you start to improve and things get easier, have fun. That's nice, Dana. Beautiful. Okay, let it go. Rest on your backs. And just notice how you're resting now. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left. And just notice the ease, right? Just feel how nice and roly-poly and fluid your head and neck feels. Right? It's amazing how well it feels now from what we did. And we didn't work on the neck, right? That's not the point. We worked with the whole system. You work with yourself and you know you change anything, one improvement, means everything improves. That's what I'm working on. Okay, so think about using what we just did, and you'll just notice which side you'll choose to go to automatically to come to sitting and then standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.